If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Can I vent?
Well,
as soon as Bent's a boat, yeah. Beautiful things. Yeah, it's all beautiful in funny. Your world, Benson.
This is funny. KFC posted this. Just know our sides are always HR approved.
I love that. Yes.
That's pretty funny. All right, what's wrong? Vent.
This leak last night over the soccer, the women's soccer team.
Oh, you're very upset about
this. I'm very upset about this, and I want to vent about this, okay? Simply because, you know, there's a press conference scheduled for in 30 minutes from right now, right here in Denver, Colorado, which, by the way, I've always said should be down in Colorado Springs. But right
You've
here in Denver.
Said that.
I've always said
okay,
it.
I'm on my own nerves now.
All right, listen. There's a press conference coming up at 8:30 this morning. They had selected about six names that they wanted the public to vote on. All fun and games, folks. It's just having a good time, right? And people voted. None of those names made it. They actually combined some names and came up with a name for the women's soccer team, professional soccer. You know, the stadium's being built, all that.
Right.
Well, they've got the press conference at 8:30 to unveil the big name, the logo, everything. It's a big moment, especially for the person that's actually walking up to the microphone. I can just picture it like the Oscars. You know, you rip open the envelope, you
and
got the name.
Name chosen is?
Well, some yahoo that works over at the whatever department it is that's overseeing this women's soccer team decided to leak an anonymous tip. Last night, they leaked out the official name. Ruined the press conference.
You're very upset about this.
Why would you do that? You're a schmuck in that office. If you're in there and you find out the name, and watch this. Watch what I'm about to do. I'm going to send out a tweet at midnight. I'm going to reveal the name. That'll
but
really
maybe,
screw up.
Maybe they acted like they were hacked or something. Was it? I mean, who leaked this?
I honestly think it was a mistake. I think it was like an intern that was like, hey, can you put this website to go live at this specific time?
Oh, put a timestamp on it.
And they got
yeah.
it wrong.
You got one job. You're giving them the benefit of a doubt. I'm telling you that it's some yahoo inside the office
no,
over there that
right.
that wants some recognition.
No, but listen, so when's the announcement?
In 30
it's,
minutes.
Yeah, it's supposed
so
to be
maybe
soon.
the kid, I like this idea, he put PM instead of AM.
Well, maybe.
For the you know how you can make
I mean,
a post
how many
happen?
How many times? It's happened here. We've yeah. had people schedule something to go live on the website yeah. at midnight, and it's not supposed to be announced until 7 a.m.
Exactly. It does happen here a lot with a lot
and
of things.
That's not even interns.
Yeah.
That's just like regular
that's
employees.
That's real employees. Made some big mistakes here.
Now, if you're that person that's about to walk out there to the microphone with that envelope in your hand, you're just sitting somewhere right now drinking coffee going, why am I even doing this?
Well, you probably have Bailey's
words
in
out
it.
There
probably have Bailey's in it going,
Bailey's
I
yeah,
can't believe have, they just destroyed my yeah, moment.
No, you're exactly right, Jamie. I mean yeah. you won't get this moment again.
Here's
this
how
person.
It's gonna go. Let me be that girl.
All right.
Okay,
all right, you be the girl. Right, by the way, the soccer team name is going to come out here in about 30 minutes.
All right. F it, you already know.
F it, you already know. You know what?
Mic drop.
Jamie's on to something
well,
there.
I even stood up and did you see yeah. my acting?
That was a good move.
Thank you.
Well,
sway
you're
an actor.
Yeah, if you're that person and you're listening on your little earbuds right now, and do exactly what Jamie just did. Yeah. Go out there and just say F it. You
yeah.
already know.
You already know.
Yeah, and if you do that, well, they'll know that you listen to our show. Somehow we'll get mentioned somewhere in all this, okay?
Perfect.
It's going to be called the Denver Summit.
Yeah.
Is the name of the team. FC.
Yep. Right.
Football club.
And so when is this place getting built? Like how
it's going to be ready by 2026, the end of 2026, the stadium.
I heard by Friday.
Really? Ah, okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, those all containers.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear about crying.
Are you guys on, like, the container house feed?
Oh, my yeah. gosh.
Right? It's like, I feel like there's chemicals in those things. Uh-huh. You know, like, everybody, small houses, right? Tiny yeah. houses. I'm on that feed. Are you on that feed? The container homes?
I don't think I'm on a feed. I see them every now and then.
What
but
do
I don't
you
think
mostly,
I'm on a feed.
What do you mostly get?
On feeds?
Yeah.
News. Hard news.
Yeah.
Hard news items, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't get, and I get a lot of, I get a lot of fights.
Oh. Okay.
I get a lot of fights, like people outside of bars or road rage and things like that, because I'll stop on a few, and all it takes is a stop here and there, and all of a sudden the algorithm just takes off for you.
Well, mine knows that I buy cosmetics, right? So I get, my new word that I can't stand anymore is, every cosmetic company uses it, and I know you guys won't understand, blurs the fine lines. Blurs. Nothing's blurry, okay? This product does not blur anything. It blurs the fine line. What does that even mean, it blurs the fine line?
Yeah, that...
What? Maybe
to me, blurry makes it worse.
Yeah, it's like, it's all smudgy. Yeah. Yeah. Blurs fine lines.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Doesn't sound healthy to me. Yeah.
Anyway,
not
I'm
at
very
all.
Angry about blur.
I will say that I hate the algorithms.
I know.
I just wish that you would just get whatever's fed to you. Not fed to you, but just whatever scrolls and stay away from the algorithms. Because once you get into one, it's hard to get out.
Guess what I ordered yesterday?
What?
Beets.
Beets.
Yeah. Are you guys on that feed?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I'm on the health feed.
Yeah. I ordered gummy beets.
Gummy beets.
You get those. I get how to gain muscle after 50. You know, everybody could do it even after 50. Oh, shut up. I do.
I
get how to gain muscle after 50.
Oh,
I get more of those feeds, and I'm like, leave me alone. It's almost like they're trying to...
I don't know if you know this, but my heart's going to be in great condition because I got me beets. Gummy beets.
I wonder if beets are as good for you as they say on the internet.
I don't know. Phil, the pharmacist, said they are, so I bought them.
I'm going to watch you. I'm going to watch you and see if you get healthier.
Okay.
Because I've almost been sucked into the beet thing, too.
I bought them.
You'll be the study for the studio.
Oh, yeah.
It'll build muscle after 50. It'll sure do it for you. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday. Today is July 22nd. Going to be hot today. 94 high. Chance of afternoon showers. Have you heard this audio of Victoria Beckham all upset over her husband's haircut?
No, but when you say the name, I just don't want to smile. So what happened?
I know you don't. Well, I guess. Hey, Spindle, you saw the video. Did David Beckham make a mistake on his haircut or something?
Oh, big time, yeah.
Okay, so didn't he drop the razor or something?
He was using a like a shaver on his head, and the guard came off.
Oh.
So he just buzzed him. Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed he had like a strip that was taken out down one side of his head.
Yeah,
he's
it just
so
fell
hot.
Off.
Yeah.
Isn't he so hot?
Yeah, in this video he's not, though.
He's not?
No, he's not.
Even
I was a little surprised,
haircut,
Jamie.
I think he could be hot.
He looked old video.
It's David Beckham, that's
he's
all he
hot.
Say.
He's hot.
He's a good-looking dude.
He's
even,
a great-looking guy.
I don't know. I expected him. Maybe I haven't seen him in a while.
That's it. There is a big chunk.
There's a huge chunk missing on him. Yeah. All right, here we go. This is his wife, all upset about the haircut.
What have you done?
The thing of the clippers fell off my head.
You're trying to give yourself a haircut.
The thing, just the way they say it, Jamie, you're right.
It's sexy.
The thing of the clippers just fell off my head. So cool.
What have you done?
The thing of the clippers fell off my head.
You're trying
fell
to give yourself a haircut. What have you done?
It's not funny.
No, let me see. I mean, the hours of content that the kids have got from this.
The clipper head fell off.
It does not look good. I'm going to always be honest with you. It looks terrible.
if you hear that part, that's like me with Jamie. Uh-huh. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Looks terrible, right?
I'm very honest with you, right, Jamie? You came in this morning with your lips swollen up there.
My lips look good. I like how they look.
Well, they'll go down a little bit.
No, this is how they're going to be.
Are they going to stay like that?
I want them bigger.
You do?
I do.
No, you don't.
Yes,
I
do.
Take it from me, you don't.
I do
take
want
it
them.
From me.
No,
you
I do.
Don't.
I want them bigger.
No, you yes, don't. Yes, I no, do. You don't. Jamie, that's plenty.
No, it's,
what you have now is plenty.
Listen, just a little bit more. Just a little bit. Just like look. Just a little.
No.
Like this.
You don't no, want to overdo it.
Like Lauren Sanchez.
Oh no. Oh no. That's too much.
I think. They don't go down any more than what they are right now?
No, this is it.
This is it. Forever? Wait, permanent?
Look at the profile. Tell me if you think it's weird.
Okay. All right, turn around. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's a little ducky. It's
did
a little
I,
ducky.
Did I say, oh, my God?
Side, yeah.
I didn't mean, oh, my God. I meant, wow, that looks good.
I mean, they are a little ducky on the top. Like a
very ducky.
Not very, a little.
Platypus. Platypus. Jamie's here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just you
no,
know,
they're a little swollen though, right? I mean, that's not exactly how they're going to stay.
No, they're
going to
stay this way. What, you don't like them really? I thought they looked great.
But they're a little much, a little too much.
They're, no,
too
much. They're not.
Yeah,
they look
can
great.
You have some taken out? If you go back, they might even give you like $20 back. Just
put this back at the
go
summer.
Back in. Yeah,
ask,
go back in.
Let me ask Carson. What do you think? What?
I agree with BJ.
Oh my God! What's your name?
Spinell. Yeah. I think it looks good. I like it.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, you need to keep your job, don't you? You're a scared puppy right now. That looks natural. Get out of here.
It looks great.
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Well, I've always said I like big lips.
Oh my God.
You know.
BJ and Jamie.
Just a couple of quick mentions here. First of all, the WNBA, they're saying it could go on strike. I just saw where Angel Reese, one of the players, very
she's
popular.
She's trouble.
Yeah.
She is a troublemaker, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Or seems to be. I don't know the lady.
Do you think, I do have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think it's an act or do you think it's real?
It gets a lot of publicity.
It does.
So,
I think it's a little bit of an act.
A little bit of an act.
It could be either way. I don't think she likes that other, the Caitlin Clark girl. I don't think she likes her. I mean,
that's genuine.
But she has made a name for herself being, you know, bitchy.
Bad girl.
She kind of reminds me of like Dennis Rodman back in the day, how like he was kind of the bad boy of the league.
That's a great point.
Yeah, but the WNBA, the women that play there are saying that they are going to sit out, and they could start as early as next week if some of their demands are not met, which means more money. They want more money, but we'll see what happens.
What
I don't know.
What Spadilla's doing right now. He's setting out.
Are you sitting out,
Spadilla?
Yeah.
Did you quietly quit the show?
I'm not doing anything right now.
Yeah. Sure looks like it.
He has that sign up that says on strike.
Have you done anything all morning?
No.
Breakfast?
Uh-uh.
Donut?
Oh, I have donuts. Yeah, I've been eating. He's drinking some water. Donuts. Yeah. I just mean I haven't been doing anything else. Yeah.
It's just funny. I think this is a bad move for the WNBA, to be honest with you. You know, but we'll see. I mean, maybe that's what they have to do. I don't know all the terms and what they're looking for, but.
Yeah, this reminds me of the Safeway strike. Not much happened there either, did it?
But I will tell you this. Somebody told me, and I wasn't even thinking that because my kid isn't, you know, in school anymore. But I guess girls' basketball is on fire in middle school and high school now.
Is it really?
Yeah, I guess it's really, you know, like kind of like what Tiger Woods did for golf.
Yeah,
that's what these girls are doing for basketball.
Well, they've been around for, what, 15 years or more?
Yeah.
The WNBA? 15, maybe even 20 years. Yeah, they've been around for a long time. And they've never made a profit, ever.
And they've never been talked about.
Never made a profit.
So
we'll see what happens. But the WNBA. All right, you've got an influencer's
list. Wait, before you do this. But you know what I feel bad about?
What?
Is, and I mean, this is really tragic. But I feel like Kobe Bryant's daughter was going to be would have been the next huge superstar in the WNBA.
What do you mean? What's bad about it, though?
She passed away in the helicopter.
I thought you meant another daughter.
No.
She was crazy good.
Yeah, the Mamba, that whole thing. Yeah, she
never
was
know.
Really good. I don't know. Anyway, sorry.
All right. Well, anyway, how long has the WNBA been around?
Been around since '96.
Yeah, 30 years.
I knew it'd been a long time.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, I knew. I feel thought like we're 20. Just now hearing about it.
Yeah, been around for 30 years. Oh, the WNBA, and never made a profit.
That's
ever
crazy. That's
you're not going to get paid a lot of money, ladies. It's just not going to happen.
And I feel sorry because on I watch Basketball Wives.
Yeah.
Sorry. And a couple of the girls are gay. And so they are married to WNBA players from the past, mm-hmm. what you're talking about, from like 30 years ago and stuff. I feel sorry for these girls because now they're looking and like, why didn't anybody pay attention to me?
Seriously.
Can you believe they've been around for 30 years?
I can't.
Nobody would.
No.
Well, I mentioned 20 and every one of you looked at me like, no, they've not been here that long. Yeah, well, I knew it'd been a long time.
They always look at you like that, no matter what you say.
Well, I've always said they've been around for a long time. I've always said that. All right, let's get to this influencer list, okay?
Okay, because I don't know some of them, and it makes me feel bad. All right, so Forbes magazine just came out with the list 1 through 10 of the biggest influencers making the most money, having the most followers in the world, or in the country. Okay. Or maybe it's the world. I don't know. Anyway.
Probably the world.
You're probably right. Anyway, so we know who would be number one, Mr. Beast.
Absolutely.
We just talked about it. Yeah.
I didn't know he was number one, but I knew he was up there.
Yeah, he makes $85 million a year.
What?
Yeah.
He does? And yet his mom has to help him out with his wedding.
What does that mean?
So he reinvests all of his money like into other things and back into his like YouTube videos. And
oh, like giving
that.
Away the jet.
Yeah. So he literally he asked his mom to help him pay for his wedding.
I'd be
he
so
has to borrow
mad.
Money.
Wait a minute. And you bought that story?
It's true.
Right, I don't believe it either.
Listen, Carson, come on, man. You didn't fall off the back of a turnip truck, did you? Listen.
Wow, you sound really hip.
Yeah. Listen, buddy. You're telling me that you believe that story? That he had to go get a loan from his mother for his wedding?
Yeah.
I don't.
Because bought that $2.5 million jet to give it away.
It's a gimmick. It's a gimmick.
$85 million a year. And he's been around for years.
He's got probably $1 billion. He did not go get a loan from his mother. Okay.
Wait, let me hold on. Hold on. Oh, it's right across your forehead that says sucker.
Come on. Think about it. You got to use common sense on this one. The guy's a billionaire.
He doesn't keep a lot of cash on hand. He reinvests a lot of his money. He's said it in interviews over and over again.
Just go with me, BJ.
I will. Yep. I'll go along.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah. He went to Bob for a loan.
Yeah.
For a wedding.
Yeah,
that looks good to the bride, doesn't it? Yeah. Man, we're right on the edge.
So he has the candy brand Feastables, a fast food chain that's up and coming, Mr. Beast Burger. His hit show Beast Games has been renewed for 2 seasons on Amazon Prime, but he has to ask his mom for money.
A lot goes into that show, though.
Oh, my God.
Carson, come
it's
on.
Fine.
You
got to
realize.
It's fine.
You got to realize. They're pulling your leg on that one.
Yeah.
They're just coming up with a story for
you. Dude, we have to find you new sayings.
What?
Turnip truck and pulling your leg.
Well, it's no different than you saying, it reminds me of Nom.
But that's funny because it's so ridiculous. I was never around in Nom.
What? I'm just saying. It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
It's a saying.
No, it's not. Nom is like ridiculous.
I know.
But you mean yours.
No, I don't. It's just a saying.
I'm just saying. You might want to just like, you know, fire. Say fire and stuff.
Same to you.
All right. The next one is Darman. Darman. None of us have heard of this guy. He produces a YouTube show for kids, and he makes $56 million, has 137 followers. Number three, Jake Paul.
No, wait a minute. Back to this Darman guy. He makes how much money a year?
No, I have to
100 make... something billion?
No, he makes $56
million. $56
million. He has 137 million followers.
And that's number two?
Yeah, for YouTube shows. Number three is Jake Paul.
We all know him. We all hate him.
Everybody hates him. He makes $50 million. He has 79 million followers. $50 million a year. So it's a combo of the most popular because they're using their money and how many followers they have.
Okay.
So they're doing a combo situation.
Okay.
Rhett and Link. Have you guys ever heard of Rhett and Link?
No.
No.
Either. $36 million. I guess they do a comedy show on the internet. On Roku, Amazon, blah, blah, blah. We've all heard about Who's Your Daddy? Podcast lady. She makes $32 million. And then Charlie D'Amelio.
Yeah, she started out on TikTok. She was like a dancer. She was known for her dances and stuff.
Nice. Watching her.
She's like one of the most followed TikTokers.
You're watching
I don't know.
Her little tutu? Is that what we're doing? Uh-huh. Watching a girl in her tutu? Yeah. She has 216 million followers. Yep. Damn, that's a lot. I have 5,000. No, I'm kidding. I mean, when you see these numbers,
it's crazy,
right? 216 million followers. I feel good about eight.
Man, oh man.
Seriously.
I got eight followers. I'm so excited. Matt Rife, he has 42 million followers, $30 million. We know Matt Rife. Mark Rober, ever heard of him?
No.
Let's see here. He passed, he's at 80 million followers, and he's a former NASA man. Mark Rober now accounts for nearly 69 million fans for his science content.
Oh, wow.
Never even heard of him. That's weird.
I bet your son has.
Probably. Drewski?
Uh-uh.
Man, we are not hip, you guys.
Drewski?
Drewski's number nine.
What's he do?
What does he do?
He is a hip-hop
DJ and Jamie.
Just a couple of quick mentions here. First of all, the WNBA, they're saying it could go on strike. I just saw where Angel Reese, one of the players, very
she's
popular.
She's trouble.
Yeah.
She is a troublemaker, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Or seems to be. I don't know the lady.
Do you think...
But,
wait, I do have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think it's an act or do you think it's real?
It gets a lot of publicity.
It does.
So,
I think it's a little bit of an act.
A little bit of an act.
It could be either way. I don't think she likes that other, the Caitlin Clark girl. I don't think she likes her. I
mean, that's genuine.
But she has made a name for herself being, you know, bitchy.
Bad girl.
She kind of reminds me of like Dennis Rodman when, back in the day, how like he was kind of the bad boy of the league.
That's a great point.
Yeah, but the WNBA, the women that play there are saying that they are going to sit out, and they could start as early as next week if some of their demands are not met, which means more money. They want more money, but we'll see what happens.
What
I don't know.
What Shpadilla is doing right now. He's setting out.
Are you sitting out,
Shpadilla?
Yeah.
Did you quietly quit the show?
I'm not doing anything right now.
Yeah. Sure looks like it.
He has that sign up that says on strike.
Have you done anything all morning?
No.
Breakfast?
Uh-uh.
Donut?
Oh, I have donuts. Yeah, I've been eating.
He's
drinking some water.
Donuts.
Yeah. I just mean I haven't been doing anything else. Yeah.
It's just funny. I think this is a bad move for the WNBA, to be honest with you. You know, but we'll see. I mean, maybe that's what they have to do. I don't know all the terms and what they're looking for, but.
Yeah, this reminds me of the Safeway strike. Not much happened there either, did it?
But I will tell you this. Somebody told me, and I wasn't even thinking of that because my kid isn't, you know, in school anymore. But I guess girls' basketball is on fire in middle school and high school now.
Is it really?
Yeah, I guess it's really, you know, like kind of like what Tiger Woods did for golf.
Yeah,
that's what these girls are doing for basketball.
Well, they've been around for, what, 15 years or more?
Yeah.
The WNBA? 15, maybe even 20 years. Yeah, they've been around for a long time. And they've never made a profit, ever.
And they've never been talked about.
Never made a profit.
So
we'll see what happens, but the WNBA. All right, you've got an influencer's
list. Wait, before you do this, but you know what I feel bad about?
What?
Is, and I mean, this is really tragic, but I feel like Kobe Bryant's daughter was going to be would have been the next huge superstar in the WNBA.
What do you mean? What's bad about it, though?
She passed away in the helicopter.
I thought you meant another daughter.
No.
She was crazy good.
Yeah, the Mamba. That whole thing. Yeah, she was really good. Anyway, sorry.
All right. Well, anyway, how long has the WNBA been around?
Been around since '96.
Yeah, 30 years.
I knew it'd been a long time.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And I knew. I thought like we're 20. Just now hearing about it.
Yeah, been around for 30 years. Oh, the WNBA, and never made a profit.
That's crazy. That's
You're not going to get paid a lot of money, ladies. It's just not going to happen.
And I feel sorry because on I watch Basketball Wives.
Yeah.
Sorry, and a couple of the girls are gay, and so they are married to WNBA players from the past. What you're talking about from like 30 years ago and stuff. I feel sorry for these girls because now they're looking and like, why didn't anybody pay attention to me?
Seriously.
Can you believe they've been around for 30 years?
I can't.
Nobody would.
No.
Well, I mentioned 20, and every one of you looked at me like, no, they've not been here that long. Yeah, well, I knew it'd been a long time.
They always look at you like that, no matter what you say.
Well, I've always said they've been around for a long time. I've always said that. All right, let's get to this influencer list, okay?
Okay, because I don't know some of them, and it makes me feel bad. All right, so it's a Forbes magazine just came out with the list 1 through 10 of the biggest influencers making the most money, having the most followers in the world, or in the country.
Okay.
Or maybe it's the world. I don't know. Anyway.
Probably the world.
You're probably right. Anyway, so we know who would be number one, Mr. Beast.
Absolutely.
Okay. We just talked about. Yeah.
I didn't know he was number one, but I knew he was up there.
Yeah, he makes $85 million a year.
What?
Yeah.
He does.
And yet his mom has to help him out with his wedding.
What does that mean?
So he reinvests all of his money, like, into other things and back into his, like, YouTube videos and everything.
Oh, like giving
that.
Away the jet.
Yeah, so yeah. he asked his mom to help him pay for his wedding.
I'd be
he
so
has to borrow
mad.
Money.
Wait a minute. And you bought that story?
It's true.
All right, I don't believe it either.
Listen, Carson, come on, man. You didn't fall off the back of a turnip truck, did you? Listen.
Wow, you sound really hip.
Yeah. Listen, buddy. You're telling me that you believe that story? That he had to go get a loan from his mother for his wedding?
Yeah.
I don't.
Because he bought that $2.5 million jet to give it away.
It's a,
right?
It's a gimmick. It's a gimmick.
$1 million a year. And he's been around for years.
He's got probably $1 billion. He did not go get a loan from his mother. Okay?
Hold on. Oh, it's right across your forehead that says sucker.
Come on. Think about it. You got to use common sense on this one. The guy's a billionaire.
He doesn't keep a lot of cash on hand. He reinvests a lot of his money. He's said it in interviews over and over again.
Just go with me, BJ.
Right,
BJ.
All right. Oh, I will. Yep. I'll go along.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
He went to Bob for a loan.
Yeah.
For a wedding.
Yeah,
that looks good to the bride, doesn't it? Yeah. Man, we're right on the edge.
So he has the candy brand Feastables, a fast food chain that's up and coming, Mr. Beast Burger. His hit show Beast Games has been renewed for 2 seasons on Amazon Prime, but he has to ask his mom for money.
A lot goes into that show, though.
Oh my God.
Carson, come
it's
on.
Fine.
You
got to
realize.
It's
you got to realize. They're just, they're pulling your leg on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just coming up with a story for
Dude,
you.
Dude, we have to find you new sayings.
What?
Turnip truck and pulling your leg.
Well, it's no different than you saying, it reminds me of Nom.
But that's funny because it's so ridiculous. I was never around in Nom.
What? I'm just saying. It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
It's the same.
No, it's not. Nom is like ridiculous.
I know.
But you mean yours.
No, I don't. It's just
leg.
A saying.
I'm just saying. You might want to just like, you know, fire. Say fire and stuff.
Same to you.
All right. The next one is Darmon. None of us have heard of this guy. He produces a YouTube show for kids, and he makes $56 million, has 137 followers. Number three, Jake Paul.
No, wait a minute. Back to this Darmon guy. He makes how much money a year?
No, I have to
100 something billion?
No, he makes $56
million. $56
million. He has 137 million followers.
And that's number two?
Yeah, for YouTube shows. Number three is Jake Paul.
We all know him. We all hate him.
Everybody hates him. He makes $50 million. He has 79 million followers. $50 million a year. So it's a combo of the most popular because they're using their money and how many followers they have.
Okay.
So they're doing a combo situation.
Okay.
Rhett and Link. Have you guys ever heard of Rhett and Link?
No.
Me
either. $36 million. I guess they do a comedy show on the internet. On Roku, Amazon, blah, blah, blah. We've all heard about Who's Your Daddy? Podcast lady. She makes $32 million. And then Charlie D'Amelio.
Yeah, she started out on TikTok. She was like a dancer. She was known for her dances and stuff.
Nice. Watching her.
She's like one of the most followed TikTokers.
You're watching her in a little tutu? Is that what we're doing? Uh-huh. Watching a girl in her tutu? Yeah. She has 216 million followers.
Yep.
Damn, that's a lot. I have 5,000. No, I'm kidding. I mean, when you see these numbers.
It's crazy.
Right? 216 million followers. I feel good about 8.
Man.
Seriously.
I got 8 followers. I'm so excited. Matt Rife. He has 42 million followers, $30 million. We know Matt Rife. Mark Rober. Ever heard of him?
No.
Let's see here. He passed, he's at 80 million followers, and he's a former NASA man. Mark Rober now counts for nearly 69 million fans for his science content.
Oh, wow.
Never even heard of him. That's weird.
I bet your son has.
Probably. Drewski?
Uh-uh.
Man, we are not hip, you guys.
Drewski?
Drewski's number 9.
What's he do?
What does he do?
He is a hip-hop satire guy. Has one of the strongest fan engagement rates on social media. Brands are big fans of him. He co-starred in Dunkin' Donuts Super Bowl ad with Ben and Casey Affleck. He's a big deal.
I've seen clips of this guy. He's really funny, but I didn't know his name was Drewski.
And then number 10 is Kat. I feel unhip. Well, because this is the top 10. I know three.
Yeah, but there's so many
that
out
is true.
There.
That
like,
is true.
Yeah, but it's the top 10. That's the point.
Yeah, I know,
and
right?
you don't know, but just 30%.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And it also depends on your algorithm, though, sometimes, too.
Yeah.
Like,
obviously, Beast, Rife, and John Paul, whatever his name is.
Jake Paul. And
I know
Jake
him like, John Paul. He's awesome.
Yeah, you would think that especially, you know, doing the show, that we would know at least maybe 6 out of 10. You
I know.
Know.
That's why I feel
that's
lame.
That's what, yeah.
Oh, speaking of lame, number 10 is Cabbie Lame. Cabbie Lame. He is, it says, the meme of memes continues to be the most followed human on TikTok with 162 million fans.
Woo!
Yeah, I guess he does like funny content or something. Do you follow him?
Show me a picture of him.
That's the guy who does like the thing where he's like,
oh yeah,
he just does the face thing.
Yeah,
yeah. Like he'll show a clip of something and he'll be like, really? But he doesn't actually talk. He just does this.
And he makes 20 million a year.
Yeah.
Holy hell! Look, BJ, this is all we have to do.
That's sad. I mean, it's just sad.
It
for me,
sad,
for me, it's sad.
Kidding.
I mean, I want to make a little bit of money like that.
Even I mean, $1 million a year,
yeah,
I'd be able
right?
to do that.
Crazy.
Oh, my God.
Wow. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
These people, these influencers making $100 million a year. Man, it's depressing.
It's depressing.
I have to look at the bright side. I make a fraction of that.
Just think about all the tax stuff you don't have to worry about. Right?
Oh, yeah. I don't have the headaches they have,
yeah,
do I?
Right, exactly.
Mm-mm. No, I can stop it in and out on my way home. Yeah. Do you see where she's moving to Tennessee?
Who is?
The lady that owns In-N-Out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's sold out. She's sold out of L.A. Sold out is in her property, her living places out there, her homes. She sold out in Los Angeles and moving to Franklin, Tennessee, just south of Nashville. In-N-Out Burger, they're going to open up restaurants in Tennessee, and then they'll go east from there. She's only going to get richer.
You know, she doesn't have a board. Like, she's not under the NASDAQ or anything like that, S&P, all that stuff. She is just her own owner of every single In-N-Out. There's
That's
no board
insane.
Of directors. There's nobody, you know, pulling her chains for...
She doesn't have to ask.
No, she doesn't.
If she wants to sell the property out there, and I think she lost like $1 million, nothing to her.
Right.
But she sold the place out in L.A. She moved to Franklin, Tennessee. She's built a corporate office there, although there's no really corporate, except for, you know, the people that work for her. But she's moving everything to Tennessee. She says it's just impossible to do business out in California anymore. And she thinks she's doing it so she can grow on the East Coast.
Oh, you do?
She's just getting closer.
I mean,
you know
it's
what
just
I mean?
Crazy she's kept it private. It's a private company.
Isn't it wild?
It's In-N-Out. It's every.
And,
I don't know. I just.
And didn't you tell
mind.
Me off air that this lady's had a lot of trauma?
She has. She's
a lot
the
of
only
things,
heir to the In-N-Out fortune.
People have died all around her, and it's just
one
crazy
was like
story.
An overdose, and it was just a crazy thing. But I think she has a kid, so she'll be able to pass it along.
Broncos. They start their camp on Friday. This Friday.
Can I? You.
What? What did I do?
Your excitement over football worries me.
Why?
Because
everybody's excited for Bronco camp.
Yeah.
But I mean, but
what do you mean?
You guys don't.
We all are.
No. You're different. You're built different. Like you're built. You love football like nobody I've ever met.
What a compliment.
You are. I mean, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're
Thank
welcome.
You.
I mean,
no, that was a compliment, guys.
Yep. Like I've never
I
seen
love
a
football.
Man
I
like
love
just
it.
Like you're like you told me the other day like, "Oh, Jamie, you don't understand. Tennessee is getting ready to start up. It's only a few more days."
Like if you, if those
Six
guys,
weeks.
If you didn't have this
in two
job.
Days, 6 weeks. Hang on, Carson. 6 weeks and 2 days, and 9 hours.
And 9 hours. I mean, the passion is real.
Somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you didn't have this job, you'd be one of those guys because there's always a couple guys that stand out there like 3 a.m. and they wait for camp
to
open up on
the
first
doors.
Day, all decked out in the Broncos gear, everything.
I've got Friday off. I'm going. Here's the deal, though. All right? 3,000 people is what they average at the camps, okay? Now they can only host 800 people. That's it.
What?
They have construction out there.
Oh.
Now, they put out the thing this morning saying the Broncos training camp have surrounded themselves with a construction zone, therefore limiting the number of fans able to watch. It's very difficult to get a ticket. 800 people per day for 13 practices is what's going to happen. Practices start at 10 a.m. and it's going to be a lot different.
Okay, so give me some names. I know Bo Nix, obviously, right? But who are my names? Like, who are going to be like the superstars this season?
There's a guy named Jerry.
His name is just Jerry.
Jerry. Okay. Jerry. Jerry plays linebacker, I think. Yeah. There's Jerry.
Jerry.
Then there's Bill. Bill.
Wait, I thought
Bill's a blocker. Bill the blocker. We call him Bill the blocker.
Bill the blocker. Okay.
Yep. Yep. And then there's Roy.
And what does Roy do?
Roy's a runner.
Oh, Roy
the runner. Yep.
Bill the blocker and Roy the runner.
Man, you nailed it. All right.
And we're gonna have a good team, folks.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.